This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
It's been a great start to the NFL season, and it's only getting better at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. DraftKings is kicking off another week of action by giving new customers a can't-miss offer. Just bet $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $150 in free bets. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $150 in free bets instantly. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. Fan Run Radio.
We will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate
football time in Tennessee.
As an entire football program, we want to play fast and be physical. The type of program that we want to have and we will have at Tennessee. We want to be innovative, but we want to have fun. There's not a better place in America to do that than Knoxville, Tennessee. It's a special place to come play college football, and everything and anything that you want to do in the game and outside of the game has been done at Tennessee and will be done again.
But Dad, I want to be a rodeo clown.
Dang it, Bobby.
Excited to run out of the tunnel and make that right-hand turn behind Smokey and ready to play in front of 103,000 in Neyland Stadium.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that's no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance.
Welcome in to the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. It is Optimism Tuesday. On 3 and Out, Nate Hodges, Houston Kress. We got Davey. We got Adam. We got punishments later this week, but not today. Today
no.
Is all optimism.
All optimism.
As we head towards a matchup with the hated Gators in the swamp.
Hated Gators.
Saturday night. You don't hate them, Davey?
No, not really.
That's your problem. You've lost your will.
Mm-hmm. No, yep. I haven't lost it. I just don't think it's a rivalry. Blah, 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 blah.
Shush.
They're the opponent this week.
So did you hate Tennessee Tech last week?
You need to do whatever.
Always hate the opponent.
You never need to do whatever you have to do mentally to get prepared for this weekend, Davey. As a fan, that's your job. I'm just kidding. Fans do whatever they want, but. But for many, Davey, for many, they're the hated Gators. Mm. I'd even say for most.
For everyone. Everyone hates Florida. Everyone hates Florida.
There's a lot of houses divided this week, Houston. They're finding out on Twitter.
Poor David.
I know. Tampa Vol. Poor guy.
I won't bring it to the air, but I mean, I think.
As he brings something to the air.
Yeah, I think, like, he won't be happy with the outcome of the game, but I think later
How
on.
How do you know? He might be. He might be happy with the outcome. You know,
stranger things have happened, Davey.
Butch Jones got a top 11 South Carolina team in his first year. Jeremy Pruitt goes and somehow beats Auburn on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hell, even Dooley beat LSU. I mean, he then lost to LSU, but he beat him for a second.
All he had to do was put the right amount of people out there.
Yeah.
The play didn't even...
No, the ball got snapped low.
There could have been zero players out there. Well, maybe one to make sure they fall.
Just a signature win. Year one. Maybe we don't want a coach to have a signature win in year one. Maybe that's bad luck. What?
It's all about the climb.
You know, Kiffin beat Georgia. Gone. Swamped Georgia up here. Dooley beats LSU, kind of.
All right, here's the question. It's not negative. If Tennessee wins on Saturday, that will be the biggest win in program history since when?
I don't know. Like, what?
How? We win on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest win since...
I don't know. The last time you beat them, I guess?
No. Beat them in 2016. They were a terrible team then.
They were undefeated.
Were they?
I thought so.
Maybe it was 2017 they lost. We knew that wasn't that good of a team. I mean, this team just went toe-to-toe with the best team in the country that's going to win the national championship again.
Maybe. I don't know. It's pretty early. I'm not ready to crown anybody just yet.
I think I'll play the odds.
Miami's terrible,
Florida's
Dave.
14th. They're 11th this Saturday. It's close.
Like I said, since the last time you beat them.
I mean, if you beat them this weekend, it might derail this season for Florida.
Davey, in that game we had already beaten Georgia. Like we were, do we have Georgia the next week?
Georgia was the next week.
Maybe since the Georgia game, because you had the East sewn up at that point. But it was 2016.
I'd probably have to go back to the mid to early 2000s.
It literally can't be that. You had the East on lock.
You're going to be a 20-point dog.
Okay, are you talking about biggest upset or biggest win?
Biggest win.
Okay. Then, yeah, 2016 when you beat Georgia because you had the driver's seat to the East. This would help with that, but you got Georgia later. I mean, if you want to go upset, it's probably when you beat them. Oh, my God. If you beat them, what was it, 18 or 19 in 2001? If you're going biggest upset. But if you're talking about biggest win, I mean, yeah, when Butch Jones beat them and Georgia in 2016.
So, like, the next game's your biggest game.
What?
Georgia, Florida, they weren't good. You should have won. I get that. But we're talking about an actual quality opponent right here.
He just said they were 14th, Dave. They were the 14th ranked team in the country. They won the East that year. Like, it was a big win. I'm sorry you don't want to believe that, but beating Florida and beating Georgia in 2016 back-to-back put you in the driver's seat of the East. That would be the last time. If you're asking upsets, that's a different question. But if you're saying just biggest win, it's those two. That's the last time you were in any kind of position to win or compete for a championship.
You could say this one's bigger, but how do you know that Tennessee's not it's not just a one-off and Tennessee goes the way we expect in all the rest of the games and ends up 7-5 and just in a ho-hum bowl game? Then the win this Saturday won't even be that big.
Yeah, I mean, you'll
make the same argument. You'll be like, Florida, you know, they were kind of beat up after Alabama. We beat them. Georgia cruised to the East. Tennessee, you know, Florida ended up 8-4. Tennessee,
we lost to Missouri the next week.
Yeah, like, you can't use the future to go, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm going to lock in 2001 Florida.
So if you want to say that three spots better in the poll is the difference, fine. But I mean, that's you're getting pretty nitpicky at that point. Like, I mean, it's, you know, just where we are.
It would be the biggest first year win for a coach. I mean, but I don't know. I say that. I mean, South Carolina was 11th,
and they kept them out of Atlanta. They go to Atlanta.
That was late
in
the year, so I mean, you could. I guess the next one would be that one, just because of how good that team was supposed to be, what they were on track to do, and how you derailed it. I mean, don't get me wrong, Dave. It would be a very big win. I'm just saying, like, we've also – it's not like we've been void of big wins for two decades. We didn't do anything with them. And see, that's the thing.
That's the problem.
Yeah, that's what happens. See, if we don't, you know, blow it and we go to Atlanta, you don't disagree here. But because we blew it against South Carolina and Vanderbilt, that win doesn't feel like it was as much. But to Nate's point, if we win Saturday and then lose to Missouri and Kentucky, it's like, well, that game really didn't even matter. But in the moment, beating Florida in 26, I mean, you snapped a 12 or 13 year winning streak. Like, that was that's a big deal.
I mean, if you don't think it's 2015 or 2016, you can hate this because of the team, but it's 2013 South Carolina. They finished 11-2. If you beat Florida Saturday, the best they're going to finish is 11-2. Mm-hmm. That's it.
How much bigger?
So there you go.
That's fair. What was Kentucky when they came in here and Pruitt beat them? Year two. The Hail Mary game, weren't they top 10?
Ninth.
Were they nine?
That sounds
right. I don't think we've had a top 10 victory this decade.
Was that 17?
I thought they were like 11 as well. I thought they were like 11.
No, 19.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, 18.
18?
Right?
First year? No.
18, didn't Pruitt beat Kentucky on the Hail Mary in 18?
They were 12.
12, okay.
There you go.
So South Carolina was 11 or 9, depending on which poll you looked at.
South Carolina was 11. Well, 11.
Yeah. Florida was, what'd you say, 14th that year?
Yeah.
And they're 11th right now?
They're 11th right now, both polls.
How big of a win would Florida be if you would have somehow snuck past Pitt?
Now you're talking. Probably about the biggest since 2016.
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
It's still probably the biggest in my lifetime that I can remember. I mean, you got
to... Can you go back to 2016 real quick?
Okay.
You're undefeated. You just snapped a 12-game winning streak against Florida. You're top... Well, I don't know. We were 9. We beat App State and dropped to 15 or 17. Yeah, it was like, oh, they won. They stink.
When you look at where the program was then and where it is now, what this win would do for in terms of recruiting, fan base engagement, getting eyes on the program... Year one, Josh Heupel, I think it'd be bigger.
Yeah, I guess that's, I mean, that would go into the upset part of it, but well, part of my reasoning is just how bad we have been.
Is it a bigger, this is just a general question, it's kind of an opinion thing, nobody's going to be right or wrong. Is it?
Oh, watch me work then.
Is it a bigger win though, when you know your team's not any good and you pull off that one-off upset and you know it's not going to lead to anything? Or is it a bigger win when you take care of business in a big game and you're still undefeated and you think you're playing for a championship? Like, I think the latter. Like, I could care less. Like, I mean,
well, that was, well, that's
if I knock off the number one team in the country, but I still finish the year 7-5 and just go to, you know, the Music City
Bowl.
Yeah,
then it's like, just a lot of questions. Like why? How could we do that? But then this, because then you're right. Then everyone's like, oh, well, you know, had a bad day and we got lucky. And
I think it depends on where your coach is at. I mean, if you're in year four and you know you're not going to win a championship, but you pull off an incredible upset, but it's still not going to lead to anything of big consequence. I think in year one, if you're able to get your first SEC win, you knock off a team that's beat you 15 of the last 16 years.
So you're saying it's bigger because it's year one, because it might mean that, like,
it might be
Heupel
a sign
is,
that
is,
he
a,
actually,
is a special dude.
Yeah.
It's like he got them up in year
like
one.
Like when Pruitt beat Auburn.
With less talent and, you know, it could be a sign of things to come.
I think it'd be a sign for me seeing as Florida, Georgia, and Alabama, like Pruitt just did not do well against any of those teams.
That's fine.
And it kind of depends on how it goes, right? Like,
yeah. Don't get me wrong. It would be big. I'm just trying to help us all remember. It wasn't that long ago that we won some pretty big games. They didn't.
That's right. They were big.
Nothing came of them.
They were big, but it's just like those teams ended up. And again, like, that's kind of predicting into the future. But none of those teams ultimately did anything. Like it was a
I mean,
bad
2016
East.
Florida won the East.
But it was a bad East.
I don't disagree.
It was like, what, they lose by 20 in the SEC championship? Like, I mean, they got demolished. Like,
I mean,
Florida may not, I would still say Florida's not the favorite to win the East this year.
Yeah,
I know they played
Georgia.
Well against Alabama, but I mean, Georgia beat Clemson. Like, they, and
who's not very
they
good.
Don't have to play Alabama. Like,
who's just not very
this
good.
This is going to be decided later in the year on the field between Florida and Georgia. This is not, like,
okay, like,
yeah. I don't know. We don't even know yet who you'd rather beat. If you had to pick, okay, I want to beat the better of the two teams. I don't know which one's going to be better when they play each other later in the season. Florida might be a ton better if they find the perfect mix of Richardson and Jones. And they might figure out that Georgia defense, score a few points, mm-hmm. and, you know, win 21-10 or something. I don't know.
I
Georgia might shut them down and roll, you know, 24-0. I have no idea.
I think it's safe to say at this point Alabama's not as good as they were last year. At this point, they can obviously get there. They've got talented guys. But they're not quite there. I think they can get there because I think Bryce Young is a super talented dude who can do a lot more things than Mac McCorkle Jones.
My best guess is that when the year started and all those defensive guys were healthy, their defense was actually
I agree. They've already lost their two starting linebackers.
The offense, though, I mean, last year's the Joe Burrow offense was the best offense we'd ever seen, and last year's Alabama offense was somehow better.
It didn't feel like it, though. They felt obviously amazing. I guess it was the Bayou magic.
Well, we'd already seen it too. Like it was maybe. It was the same look, just even more efficient somehow.
Yeah,
it was incredible. So yeah, I don't.
It's almost impossible for them to be as good as they were last year.
I guess that's my point.
Yeah, but their defense now.
Seemed to have some holes in it. It seemed to not be as invincible.
I'm surprised they're not as good against the run, as they typically are. I mean, I got some stats for you. It is Optimism Tuesday, after all.
54-16, Alabama beat that Florida team you're talking about, Davey.
With Appleby?
It was a complete beatdown, yeah. They also lost to Florida State.
Florida did? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
And Arkansas.
What year was that?
That is 2016.
Florida. Well, that was a Florida State team that made the playoff, though, right?
No.
No, they were 15th. It was number 13 versus number 15.
Okay. Still, though, not a bad team. In fact, Nate, points per game on offense, Alabama 41, Tennessee 42.7.
Oh, baby. Now you're speaking my language.
Points allowed per game, Alabama 18.7, Tennessee 15.7. Total yards per game, Alabama 418.7, Tennessee 422. Yards allowed per game, Alabama 314, Tennessee 265. Rush yards allowed per game.
Stop.
Alabama 133.3, Tennessee 54.3.
We got to make sure to have this segment next week.
Right.
Yeah.
We have a top 15 defense.
Alabama's played Miami.
Who stinks?
Mercer.
Who stinks?
Alabama.
Alabama is Florida. Alabama.
Wait, what'd I say?
Alabama's
I
played.
Said Miami.
You said Miami, said Mercer, Alabama. You meant to say Florida.
I meant to say Florida.
Mercer.
Has played.
That was Alabama's stats. Who cares about
Alabama stats?
Yeah, I just said.
Oh.
We are better than Alabama.
Okay.
Other than the record.
Right.
But
and the talent. And the coaching.
But offensively and defensively, better.
And historically.
Well, this is even more impressive that we can't be better than them in any of those things, but somehow our defense is better. And our offense.
We'll have to schedule more FCS opponents.
That would allow us to have better stats.
I'd say if you took...
Proven.
Is Mercer FCS?
No. I don't think they're FCS,
I can't remember.
Are you sure about that? That's a no. Not sure.
I'm not. Let's grab Matt. Let's get him in here. What's up, Matt?
Wow.
You're on 3 and Out. Need you to contribute to Optimism Tuesday.
Matt, no rush. Take your time.
Love those stats, guys. Get me fired up, man.
Good.
Just great.
What about Florida?
Just great stats.
I got those, too. The stats are the stats, man. Stats don't lie.
Yeah, they sure are. We've played high school teams, and Alabama's played two legitimate opponents.
Okay, Miami stinks, and then Mercer. Come on.
I know, but still. Florida.
They're good.
I can't – guys, is it 15 out of 16? Is that really correct?
I'm afraid so.
How is that possible? Right.
How much time you got?
I mean, it's just that almost seems like I don't know. I bet out of top 25 programs, we've got to own the two worst records against your two biggest opponents between Florida and Alabama.
Well, it doesn't help that one of them is Alabama.
Yeah, it's true. But golly, man, 15 out of 16 just seems – and it's been – my whole lifetime, we've, other than the 80s, we've struggled with Florida for some reason. Even in the 90s when we were dominant, we still – I think we only beat them twice. Maybe even just once. I don't
Who,
think
Florida?
We caught them once.
We got them early in the 90s and then 98. Then we got them in 01, 03, 04. 98 to 04, those were the years, man. That was a nice little streak going.
Yeah, those were the glory days.
My formative years.
I'm going to go in this game. I don't think we're going to win, but I'll tell you what I think Heupel will do if we're going to be optimistic. I think he's going to play extremely aggressive, especially on special teams, stuff like that. You'll probably hopefully see a block punt. It's going to be one of those games where we'll either get a block punt or we're going to get a personal foul and
now,
keep them in play.
Which moral victory are you looking for?
I do not.
It's Tuesday, buddy. Don't
do
that.
Believe in moral,
don't do that.
I don't believe in moral victories. There's no such thing.
I'll take a single-digit game. That's my moral victory.
Well, I thought it was just the cover. Last year it was the cover. Now you're raising the bar for Heupel?
I don't want it. So either one, both of those, so like, it doesn't, like, even if you get blown out by Florida, then you get blown out. It's almost worse to get, to be competitive in the game and have a chance to win. Could you imagine losing to Florida like we lost to Pitt?
I would not complain about the coaching staff in that situation.
I might if we had all those penalties and turnovers.
That's just part of the Heupel offense.
Dooley, how bad were we ripping Dooley after that LSU loss? I remember that. It's like it was
Everyone blamed it on Chuck Smith, PFL.
Yeah.
Couldn't count to 11, so we sent 14. Not 12. Not 13. Not 10. 14.
Ridiculous. I think this is the first time that I literally don't think we have a chance at all to beat Florida. Every year we've played them, I've thought there's somehow, some way we can do this. This is the start. This is the first year. I just don't think it's possible, so just mainly because we're playing down there.
You thought we had a chance last year?
They're probably going to be fired up. I thought we could do something. I mean, coming off the 5-6 or the rally of wins the year before. I mean, wasn't that the year that we spun off 5 wins in a row or 6 wins in a row? And
7 out of 8 or something like that. Yeah.
I mean, you just dropped, like 5 straight, and you're on the verge of firing your coach?
Yeah, but then you rally off 6 straight wins. You got to,
No, I'm saying, like, last year, like, we played Florida late in the year, and you had already lost to Arkansas, Auburn, obviously the Georgia-Kentucky game. And I think there was even one.
Yeah, but
more
I think even last year I went to that game. Just there was some semblance of hope. I think there was like some, maybe these guys will. I don't know. There was something. There was something there. I might have even looked. I don't remember. I just know that I thought there was a chance.
I think it's because we're starting a different quarterback.
Yep, Bailey got the start. We had some hope.
I feel like we have a better chance of beating them this year than we did last year.
I do too.
Well, I don't think they're that good. I just think you're playing them at Florida. I mean, God, if. We've only beat them 15. We've only beat them one out of the last 16 years. That wasn't in Florida, was it? When's the last time we beat them?
That was 16. Oh, last time in Florida was 03.
So almost 20 years. Jesus, man, that is.
Matt, did you watch them Saturday? You still don't think they're good? After they ran the ball all over Alabama the second half?
Yeah, they did. But Alabama's defense, I don't think is that good. I don't think Florida's quarterback's that great, and I don't think their offensive line is as good as pass protecting is. They are run blocking.
You also have to take into account their best player did not play on Saturday.
Yeah, but I don't. I think that's more about Alabama than it is about Florida. I mean, Alabama had a chance to just like we did. They were up 21-3. They could have blown that game out, and somehow they allowed Florida to get back into it. Alabama's clearly a better team, but look, Florida's good. I mean, that's one reason why I don't think we're going to beat them. But I don't know, guys. But if we're trying to be, I'm trying to be halfway optimistic in a.
I know, and every time Davey keeps fighting you down every time you say something optimistic, because that's just his nature. So just continue with your optimism, please.
What did I say?
Davey, if we did beat Florida, I mean, I'd be interested to know, because you are like, you've witnessed just horrible football. I mean, you're just definitely a defeated person. You're just a.
Very much so, yes.
Yes. So if we were to win, what would that do to your psyche for the Tennessee? What would you think about the not just this staff, but the whole program as a whole?
I might just go jump off Henley because I know it's probably not going to get any better. But
the first person to jump off Henley after a win.
Now, that's an optimistic Tuesday take. That's go Vols now for sure. Hickman, you can run the board, right?
I would definitely.
No, you're good, Matt. You're good.
I definitely would think that there's an opportunity for Josh Heupel to win at a high level. If he goes down into the swamp, wins, and, I mean, there would be a lot of people. I think it'd be funny just because I love the way we end up rationalizing everything, but everybody would just be pissed off about the pit loss then. But
no, I don't know. No, because it'd be SEC. It's like, oh, it's a new season.
It's like at that point, you're like, wait.
Oh, people are talking about Atlanta.
You're like, wait a second.
Pit doesn't count.
You're like, okay, all we have to do, maybe Georgia can get upset by Florida, and if they drop another one.
Auburn.
And we somehow, it's like.
Auburn to beat Georgia.
We'd be justifying how we're getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you did beat Florida, you would definitely have a good opportunity to control that East. I mean, you're not going to beat Georgia. Probably.
Well, if you beat Florida, you would control your destiny. You'd have to beat Georgia later. You'd have to win out and beat Georgia.
And you got Georgia at home, and you know Missouri and Kentucky. Kentucky doesn't look as good as we thought they were going to be. I don't know. You'd have a chance, but it's just that all starts with that Florida game. But the problem is with this coaching staff, like you guys were just saying, if we did miraculously win. This team is the type of team, however, that would drop a game to Kentucky or Vanderbilt.
Well, we got a nooner against Missouri the following week. Could you imagine? We beat Florida, and everyone's like on a high, and then we just head into Columbia?
Yes.
That would not shock
me. Of course.
That's where things happen.
That's what Kentucky did the year they beat Florida. They might have won the next week against some junk team, but then they lost them to some really bad teams. That's kind of the way when you're in the middle of the pack, it's not like all of a sudden you beat Florida or Georgia one year and you're just the best in the SEC. It's like South Carolina beat Georgia 3 years ago.
South Carolina beat number one Alabama, lost to Kentucky, still got to go to Atlanta.
Yeah, but no, just a couple years ago, Georgia went to South Carolina, they threw a couple picks, and they lost the game out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Like, that happens, but it doesn't mean all of a sudden South Carolina is the best in the East. Yeah,
that's a better example.
We just need a team to have a bad day.
For once in this series.
Really bad day.
Florida's never had a bad day like we've had bad days.
That's true.
I guarantee it. Florida fans they suck, man. I guarantee you that stadium won't be probably 70% full. They gave every bit of energy they had last week. Florida, you talk about Florida. Tennessee fans.
I don't know, man. Night game, they're energized. They feel like they're right there.
Yeah, they're excited now because they prove they can.
I've already seen it. Like, imagine if Richardson had played.
What if we'd have made the extra point?
Yeah.
Oh, please. All right, guys. I'll see you.
See you, Matt. Appreciate it.
You can disagree with them, but that's what they're saying. We'll come back with more. Stick with us. Optimism Tuesday. The Drive is live this afternoon at Craven Wings on South North Shore Drive in Chodo. VFL Terry Fair will be on hand for the whole show for T-Fair Tuesday, presented by Craven Wings.
The old stair-step routine for Terry. 1 hour the first week, two the second, now the whole show.
It is Florida week.
This is going to be fair run radio if we're not careful.
That's a good point.
I have been to Craven Wings since they opened. I believe they opened right after Memorial Day. It's either right after Memorial Day or right before Father's Day. But I've ate at that restaurant more than any other restaurant since they have been there. I love their food. A lot of people. I know they have wings.
Many people.
Delicious chicken wings with 16 fresh house-made sauces. Fresh, never frozen, Dave.
Per sauces.
Their wings are good, but I got something better.
The amazing sides, salads, burgers, fresh-made from scratch desserts.
If you're big on the sauces.
Yeah.
Sauces. And
for sauces.
Getting them tossed.
Uh-huh.
Tossed into sauce.
Man, you can get 10 chicken tenders for basically the same price, and it's a ton of food. You're going to be full. The flavoring with 10 fingers, you can get two different sauces.
Maybe more if you pay extra.
If you paid extra, you could do that.
50 cent.
I don't know.
50 cent.
I don't know the price range for getting more, but honey buffalo sauce. That's where it's at.
All right.
I'm going to be stopping by there today while the drive's out there.
3 to 6 this afternoon.
You going to pick up a big family pack to go?
You know, I'm actually going to talk to the owner today and then come by tomorrow and get them to where they're fresher.
Smart.
So I'll be eating on Thursday, not tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Davey drew the gluttony challenge. He's going to be punished on Thursday as he.
You
eats.
Sure you want to do this? You might ruin
Craven Wings
for yourself.
You can't ruin Craven Wings.
Okay,
I was going to test it.
Okay, I mean you won't if you half bleep the challenge.
Hmm. Well, swing by today and
we
see
need
the
to
drive.
Set a number for him. By the way, I don't
it's
want
it's right next to the Weigels at Choto
and North Shaw.
There you go. Go see Russell and the gang and T Fair. Be there the whole show. On location,
brand new building. They have a signed photo of one of Juwan Jennings catching the Hail Mary. And then there's another photo signed by Galdon flipping the bird to the Bammer.
Classic.
They also, if you go back to where I guess you would enter the restroom, they have like these photos on the wall of like players from the 40s and 50s and even maybe back to the 30s that played at Tennessee.
So they've got memorabilia
cool.
around?
A lot of memorabilia.
Gotcha.
A lot of big-ass TVs.
There you go.
Can't beat that.
Yeah.
They even have the one where it's like the four flat screens that kind of go together to make one picture.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Nice bar area. They got cornhole outside. You can tell I go here a lot.
It's Davey endorsed. There you go.
Davey's spot.
Craven Wings. 3-6 this afternoon. Swing by. Tell them you heard about them right here on Fan Run Radio.
We're getting some feedback.
Yeah? Is it good, bad, ugly?
Number one, Optimism Tuesday sucks so far. Brandon tells me to step it up and cancel Davey out.
Oh.
This is like his cheat day for the week, the only day he lets himself get crazy and excited. Then Eric tweets in and says, what are we doing? I know it's Optimism Tuesday, but come on. That tells me, Nate, we are right down the middle. We're
perfect programming.
We're not too optimistic, and we're not too negative. We're just, but don't worry, because it is Optimism Tuesday. We're just getting started.
Speaking of Twitter reaction, Vol Nation Recruiting tweets in at us, one thing I want to know from Davey, do you hold Georgia Tech in the same category as Florida? What about Nebraska and Tulsa? Are you scared of those teams? All those teams kept it within one score of those top playoff teams. I think you meant Tulane. Tulsa's not been good this year.
No, didn't Tulsa keep it close over the weekend with somebody? I think you're probably right. I think he is talking about
They lost to Ohio State by 21, but it was close for 2.5 quarters.
Okay. I can't remember who they played. But yeah, I think he's probably going Tulane.
I think he's going at since Clemson and Oklahoma.
Oklahoma struggled with Nebraska.
Oklahoma and Clemson aren't good this year. But I mean, like, it was good for those teams. Like I said, moral victory for me is keeping it within single digits. Last time Tennessee was in single digits to Florida was 2017. I really don't give us a chance in this matchup. So, yeah, if we kept it within single digits, I'd be happy. Like, I'm not scared of these teams. Like, I'm just apathetic.
Matt made a good point, though. If you're single digits, then you start going, man,
could have, should have won it.
I don't know why, maybe, I mean, but especially after last week, maybe it's just because we have more data from previous seasons, but I always feel like there's much more of a chance that weird stuff happens and you beat Florida than when we roll into the Alabama game the last few years.
Well, naturally.
I mean, like, but it seems like we play even worse against Florida for some reason. Like,
no, that's why I said
like Alabama just beats us in normal, well, they're better than us ways. Mm-hmm. Florida, like, we can't even line up. We can't hold on to the football. Right. We can't throw it where we want. I mean, like.
Then that goes way back, man. That goes back. I mean, you know, 1996, you got Peyton. You got the home game feeling good, and then you give up 35 points in the first quarter. It snowballs. Was it the next year? It was 97 or the year before that. You had like a 17-point lead, and then I think they scored 41 unanswered in the second half just to house you. You look at, I mean, you've lost a couple heartbreakers here and there, but for the most part, you just make, you know, there was those 4 years where we couldn't tackle Brandon James when we would punt to him. I think he had a punt return. It was a punt return touchdown 3 out of 4 years, or it may have been 4 out of 4. I can't remember. JG and Pruitt's first year, did we have 6 turnovers in that game? 2 or 3 picks and a bunch of fumbles,
there.
Missed the onside kick return.
I think we're only a 4-point dog and lost by like 30-something.
Yeah. Yeah. Not good. Last year felt just kind of ho-hum, just like we aren't good and they're up and down the field on us.
I want to say last year I was more mad than I've ever been about a Florida loss.
Well, that's it wasn't the loss. It was the pocketbook. It was the backdoor cover. You were just mad at the game.
I was mad at Pruitt. I really think it was I think he actually tried to cover in that one just as a giant F you to all the Tennessee fans.
That would add up. Chris says he needs you to show as much optimism about the Vols as you do Craven Wings.
The Vols don't bring me as much joy as Craven Wings do. Now, they can change that.
It's Optimism Tuesday, bud. You are teetering on the edge of being thrown out of the rest of the show if you can't find something. You've got the rest of the week for this. I'm apathetic and blah, blah, blah.
It's a nice rainy day. I would like to go back to bed.
Go. Leave.
What did you?
Hickman's got it.
Try to think back, Davey. Try to put yourself back.
I was happy in 16. 17, I was actually pretty. I wanted to smoke a cigarette after 17, and I don't even smoke.
Can I be honest? 17, winning would have been kind of cool, but when he caught the Hail Mary, I just kind of started laughing because I was like, how dare I even for a split second think that Butch Jones had what it took to win this one? And at that point, I'd already thought that they should have lost to Georgia Tech.
Yep.
And I was actually starting to get a little worried that if he somehow beats Florida, he might, you know, get to 6 wins and save his job, and I just wanted him gone. But by the way, did you see what happened to him over the weekend?
Yeah, they got housed.
55-3?
Definitely 3. 52. 55.
Definitely 3.
It was in the 50s. I don't remember. It was bad.
It was awesome.
It was a beatdown.
It was great.
I mean, yeah, looking back on it, they would have likely extended Butch.
Yeah,
but
that would have been terrible.
Honesty, would you have rather had another year of Butch or just more Pruitt? Or looking back, I probably would have rather had a Butch come back.
Oh, yeah,
18
looking
than
back, it's like
Pruitt.
Well, looking back, I'd rather have neither and
yeah, that's fair.
Go get Mike Leach or something. Well, maybe not Mike Leach. Jeff Brohm or somebody. Dave Dorn.
Nah, all those guys have pretty much been bad. The
Mel
the
Tucker.
Lame
no, we should have just wrote a big AD. Ass check to Dan Mullen as the first day he was available and made him sign.
It does make
and
you wonder.
If he breaks his deal and leaves, then he pays us millions of dollars.
Well, that's the thing. If Curry hadn't had, you know, Schiano on the brain from day one, you probably could have gone and gotten Mullen. You could have gotten to him first,
just gone all
made
in.
The offer, given him the contract. He comes here. Florida comes open. Oops, sorry.
Yep.
Florida, I mean, they went after Chip Kelly at first, and then they kind of struck out and went down to Mullen.
I still don't know if Dan Mullen has what it takes to, you know, to win at the highest level of championships, but, I mean, the dude knows how to get the football down the field when he's on offense. I don't know how – sometimes I don't even know how he does it, but he does. And, you know.
I mean, is he the real quarterback whisperer? I mean, look what Emory Jones was able to do last week.
Do you know what he was able to do last week?
It's enough to keep him in the game.
I mean, he
– And I mean, literally before this game, like, we were just talking about, like, that is the reason, like –
He might be the number one coach in college football you'd want if it's like, hey, I'm going to hand you 11 just kind of average guys on offense, and I want you to go into Death Valley against LSU's defense a few years ago or Alabama and do the best you can. Like, he's the guy I'd want because he will –
No, he's a good schemer.
He will figure it out. And he might be the best guy in the country at calling plays his quarterback can actually run. What if people be like, well, it's a Mickey Mouse simple off. Well, did they get a first down? Okay. Like, look at this NFL offense. Did they get a first down against Alabama? Nope.
Emory Jones was 18 of 28, 195, and a pick.
What did he do on the ground?
He was much better on the ground. 19 carries, 77 yards, and a touchdown.
He's got like 5 or 6 picks on the season.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's not been good, but when you look at what you were expecting going in, it's a 14-point line. They're able to keep it to 2. He doesn't have the quarterback he probably wants to be able to play.
I mean,
he started Emory Jones. You mean on the roster?
Yeah, like, I mean, if you have Richardson, like, that's a different story.
I feel like Kyle Trask got a...
He has Richardson, and he starts Jones anyway, and gives Richardson every third...
Well, he's trying to go with weird. 2. Like, they'll go 2 quarterback system this week.
I'm aware.
I think he's kind of one of these savants that, like, he's really great at some things, and then he's really just, like, no, is like clueless in other areas of even coaching.
he's
much less life.
He's football smart. His biggest problem is that he's a weirdo, and so it's very hard for him to recruit at an insanely high level. I mean, that you talk to any Florida fans, they don't love the guy. He's kind of weird, but somehow he does get his team ready to play. The problem is he can't go and get the guys that Bama and Georgia and Clemson are getting because he's just not as – he's socially awkward.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he doesn't relate to the kids as well as, you know, Dabo and – well, Saban with the flash and the rings.
He can't make the program so cool that he gets a bunch of those five stars all at once to have a team that can just, on talent alone, go compete with those
Which
guys.
Is weird because a guy like Ron Zook, who is football stupid, could – he could go sign top five classes at Florida. That's what's amazing to me.
I don't know. Maybe Mullen just needs to take a step back on recruiting, get better recruiting assistance or something.
A haircut. He keeps it. He's got a high and tight haircut.
Some work What's wrong with he needs to go to see Tom Brady's surgeon. Maybe fix him up.
He's a goofy looking guy.
Then tell him to talk a little slower, and maybe he'd be all right. Final segment, hour number one, Optimism Tuesday edition of the program. I'm trying to remember how he felt after the Auburn game when Pruitt won. That was the first year. We
felt amazed.
We did see that one coming, though. We called it. We said, if there's an upset, like, this feels like...
Well, we had the bye week. We knew that Auburn went zone on first and second down.
They were
so run the football, man on third.
Game.
JG was awesome. It was a fall break for Auburn, so
yeah,
stadium wasn't very.
Yeah, I didn't really care for the atmosphere.
Sorry to hear that.
And you'd already lost, you know, three games. You're 2-3 going into that one. I mean, they were all really good. Not really good. I mean, they're all good teams. West Virginia, Florida, and Georgia. You hadn't beaten anyone yet of note. You know, ETSU and UTEP. But it didn't really inspire me to think Pruitt was going to be some genius that could turn the program around. It was just like a good day, you know. It gave you some, I mean, it did give you some hope.
Oh, sure.
But.
Someone asked if Josh Heupel has ever faced a Todd Grantham defense. I don't believe so. Because Grantham was with Mullen at Mississippi State in 16 and 17, right? Took the job in 18 when we got Pruitt.
That sounds right.
And they did not play because Heupel was there in 16 and 17. They did not play Mississippi State. They played, I can't remember who was Florida's defensive coordinator in 2016. When Heupel was offensive coordinator, they lost at number 18 Florida on October 15th, 2016. They lost 40-14. And then the next year, 2017.
Wait, when was?
Florida went to Missouri and Heupel hung 45 on them. They won 45-16. That was a pretty good Missouri offense late in the year. They won six straight to close the season before the bowl game. They beat Idaho, UConn, and then Florida, Tennessee, at Vandy, at Arkansas. But no, nothing against Grantham. But Grantham's going to do what Grantham does. He's gonna call a bunch of man. He's going to blitz. And Tennessee's going to have to protect and probably hit some deep shots early to keep those safeties back, to keep the linebackers back, and then we're going to have to just figure it out. Yes. What?
It wasn't an optimistic take. I'm gonna hold on. Or hold off.
Well, no. Go ahead and give it. You're just wanting to be negative. So go ahead.
I'm not gonna do it.
No. What was it?
I'm gonna be a positive all.
What?
No.
What was negative to say? I was just telling you what Todd Grantham's gonna do.
Yeah.
Oh, was it the hit the deep balls part?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're gonna have to do it. Period. You're gonna if you can't stretch the field vertically, they're just gonna get closer and closer and closer. You're not gonna be able to run the ball. Randy Shannon was the defensive coordinator in 16 and the interim coach in 17 when Missouri stomped
Florida
at Missouri.
I will say that 2017 Missouri, that's high school year, right?
Mm-hmm. Year two.
Well, year Shannon go to UCF.
Did he go with Heupel after 17? Was he there the whole time?
I think so.
So the next year?
I mean, that Missouri offense never really got cooking that second back half of that season.
They did.
Heupel's second year.
They did. They were, I mean, statistically they were really good in both years, but the second year they kind of, the defense actually started helping out a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, Dave, you wanted the stats, right? Points per game.
Which stats?
Tennessee, 42.7. Florida, 35.3.
I was wanting the stats after this week.
No, I can't do that yet, idiot. What are you, moron? Average points allowed. Florida, 21.7. Tennessee, 15.7. Florida is averaging over 100 yards more on offense per game, but not scoring as many points. You hate to see it. And Florida defensive yards allowed, 327 allowed per game. Tennessee, 265. Tennessee, again, against worse opponents, but better against the pass, better against the run. Tennessee only averaging, allowing 54.3 yards per game on the ground. That's got to be close, right? Close to best in the country? 53 a game?
Pretty low number.
I'd say so. See if I can find that real fast.
From an actual scheme standpoint, we can do this on the other side, but how does Tennessee compete in this game if you're not hitting the deep ball?
If you're not hitting it?
Yes.
The quick game. You got to just snap it and throw it, and then probably mix in some quarterback run here and there. If you can catch them, you know, run blitz to one side and, you know, call a QB draw to the other. But you're going to have to hit the quick game, or you're going to have to hit some intermediate stuff and see if you can get some stuff behind the blitzing linebackers. But if you can't run the football against four, then they're just going to drop people into coverage, and it's going to be probably even more difficult. And if you can't pass protect against four, you're toast.
We'll talk more about that on the flip side. Kickoff hour two next.